from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Story here from CNN. It is a new school year, and with a new school year comes new rules, cell phone bans, dress code changes, in some cases banning hoodies and all black clothing. Even the removal of mirrors from school bathrooms are among the changes schools across America are making in the name of safety and better student engagement. Officials often cite concerns for students' physical or mental health as reasons for the new standards, but the rules and their enforcement are not always cut and dried. 72% of U.S. high school teachers say cell phone distraction is a major problem.
In the classroom.
Now, the mirrors in the bathrooms are because, and there's been many reports of this, the students are spending hours in the bathroom. They're, hey, teacher, can I go to the restroom? And they don't show up until the end of class because they're in there filming TikToks in the mirror.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Doing things that are not welcome of students of their age or in a school.
Gotcha. Beyond devices, some schools this academic year are turning an eye toward kids' wardrobes in what officials say is an effort to keep them keyed in on class. Open-toed slide sandals, hooded sweatshirts, even Crocs are now against the rules and have been for years at Bessemer City High School in Alabama.
Now, what's wrong with the all-black clothing?
What's wrong with prison slides?
Yeah.
Well, I would agree with that, too.
I'm a huge fan. Come on now.
Tights, hats, sunglasses, bubble slide shoes, headbands, bonnets, bandanas, midriff shorts.
Headbands?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, give me a break.
Tight-fitting.
Do you know who wears headbands? The female soccer players? Basketball players? Kaylin Clark.
Jeans with holes above the knees are being prohibited in some school districts.
Why don't we all just calm down?
Well, they have to put these rules in place because of the few people that will exploit the rule and take it way too far.
I guess it's some school, middle school or something in El Paso is encouraging students to wear lighter colored clothing.
Okay.
As they plan their outfits.
I want to remind everybody, because the Kansas City Royals sent me a bouncy ball, that they are playing tonight. I cannot wait to go home and watch. We really need them to win. But tomorrow night, they have renamed their foul poles, foul poles, F-O-W-L. And if any of the Royals players hit the foul pole tomorrow night, if you are at the game, you get a free chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Solo dining reservations are taking off in the United States.
I'm in! Mm-hmm. I did it once.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not my favorite thing ever, but I
was going to say, do you plan to never do it again?
No, well, I don't know. I did it once. It was okay. I met a new friend who sat next to me. She was absolutely lovely.
In the United States, solo dining reservations have risen 29% over the last 2 years. They're up 18% this year in Germany, 14% in the United Kingdom.
I found it to be very interesting.
Japan has a special term for solo dining. It's
loser.
Ohitorisama.
Common spelling.
Which translates to, are you seriously going to read that and you don't know what it means?
You know, it means alone.
Oh.
Ohitorisama.
Can I tell you, I thought it was way more cathartic and relaxing to sit at the bar alone and order than I did to sit at a table and order.
I could see it being
seated alone. Yeah, I'm not ready to do that. But sitting around a large bar with the Royals game on, I'm in.
Well, see, because that makes it look like I'm hungry, but I got somewhere to be. I'm just coming in for a quick bite. Where when you get the table,
yeah,
I mean, just put nerd on your forehead.
Well, you just feel like you have to describe it and explain it, like.
Well, and when you're at the bar, you're really not alone. You're sitting with everybody else at the bar. When you're at the table for two and it's just you,
somebody got stood up tonight.
And you know, like the waiter comes over, like, just you tonight?
Yeah, why do they always make that
well,
comment?
Because they're supposed to take the other place setting. They pick up the fork and the knife.
Why do they do that? They're just going to have to put it back down when you leave.
I agree.
We got to run on behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. The bonus hour is next here on KMBZ.
Bye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.